rockin' royal, rockin' navy, know you with me, let's get it, baby. Boys just came back from their mission, we going crazy. Kalani got no problems, you could call him Jay-Z. Best fans up in the nation since the 1980s. Strength staff keep us working, yeah, we never lazy. Touchdown, 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 Cougs is who they want now. Red is upstate and we don't do no uptown. Had them singing like a flute, we don't play around with no oots. Or them Aggies up in Ogden, they not rocking how we rocking. Rocking Navy.
Welcome back to another edition of Salt City FC Conversations about Utah Soccer, for another college soccer edition, where I'm here with the Iron Woman. I almost said Iron Man, but that would be gender inappropriate. I'm here with the Iron Woman herself, BYU's new all-time leader in games played, and she is still going, like Thomas the Tank Engine, she is still going, Ms. Jamie Shepherd, American Fork's own, from the infamous, so famous they're infamous, Shepherd clan in Utah County. Jamie, thanks for joining me for a couple of minutes.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Jamie, let's get right into it a little bit, because I wanted to talk to you about the longevity of your career. And I know that COVID-19 season in 2020 obviously plays into a lot of players' careers at this point. But does it really feel like it's been 5 years for you?
No, not in the slightest. Thinking back, like when they came out and said that, I'm like, what? There's no way. I still feel like I'm a freshman or sophomore on this team. Thinking about 5 years, that has just absolutely flown by.
Yeah, officially 99 games played, 99 starts. That's a pretty good ratio, I think. I'm no math guy, but that sounds like a good percentage. 14 goals, 18 assists. For 46 total points, 132 shots, converting at an okay rate. We won't talk too much about it. Three game winning goals. That's not a bad career for a defensive midfielder, I'd say.
Not bad. You listing those off, I'm a little like, whoa, I haven't realized all that has happened in these long 5 years.
I originally looked this up because I thought, okay, Jamie, like, she's been around the block. She's been this great player. I've watched you play, obviously, for 5 years. And then a couple of years before when you were in high school, we might get to that a little bit here in a minute. But I looked this up because I was like, you know, fans, like the average Yobo fan, they might not necessarily recognize Jamie Shepherd's contributions on the pitch. That's kind of the nature of the position, right? So let's see, like, what the numbers actually say. The fact that you scored double-digit goals playing primarily that defensive midfield six role, kind of a role. Is that just a product of the fact that you're on one of the best goal scoring teams in the nation, do you think?
100%. I just think that is something that's drilled into our heads here at BYU. You know, we are told that we're this attacking, great attacking team. And I think we're super dynamic and goals come from everywhere. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of a mindset on this team. And even me being back there at the six, kind of like I said, drilled into our heads. We score goals. And when we're in those opportunities and chances up top, score goals.
We score goals. That might be the tagline for this show right there. We score goals at BYU because you are literally leading the nation right now. Don't get too big of a head, but you are literally leading the nation in goals scored. Tied for the lead, I guess. I guess Texas, I think, has as many as you guys. So Big 12 power or something like that, right?
There we go.
But that's a pretty good conversion, pretty good percentage, and they really are coming from everybody on this team, a top 10 team nationally all year long, a team that really came out firing, set a program record with the number one ranking, number six right now in the United Soccer Coaches poll. Most recently, number six in the NCAA poll, number seven in the coaches poll. Yeah. Same thing. Nobody really cares about numbers before December, right? But what has been special about this team your senior year? Because going back to the preseason, we talked a little bit about this. You guys had a lot of talent coming back from a very good year last year. Sweet 16 team, all that stuff. You brought back almost everybody. You had this huge senior class. There are nine of you in total, I think it is. But what's been special about this team that has really caused you girls to do something pretty special already. And that's even before the postseason starts.
This team, like you said, is so special. And I think it's actually 11 seniors. There's 11 of us.
Are there 11 of you now?
There's 11 of us.
I think there are one or two that reclassified there that I'm probably missing. But
Yes. That's correct. But I think that's what's been so special, especially for me being a part of that senior class and playing 5 years with basically all these girls has been amazing. And we talk about that experience that we, this group of girls has from our sophomore year, you know, making it to the national championship and the College Cup. And then the following year, the Sweet 16. And so I think that's been something that's been huge for us, knowing what is possible and knowing that we've been there before and knowing that it's something that we want to do again. And then the younger girls have come in and just been great. There's a great mesh and feel of the team. You know, we all get along so well, great culture. And it's just super fun to be out there every day with them at practice and traveling and playing games. And I think that the group of girls is what makes this team and this experience so special.
Yeah, I mean, sticking with that senior class, like, what do you hope this group, including you, Olivia Wade Katoa, Ellie Boren, Brecken Mazingo, who joined you guys a little bit late, but she's been pretty good, I think, since coming over from UCLA, Rachel McCarthy, Lava Vaca. I mean, I'm leaving out a couple, but like you said, it's an 11-member class, so I don't want to necessarily go through every player one by one and kind of get your thoughts on them. But just as a collective, what do you kind of hope this senior class is known for? At BYU, what do you hope is your legacy, I guess?
That's a good question. Our legacy. I think we talk a lot about doing something that BYU has never done before. And that was huge for us back in 2021, kind of flipping that mindset and being like, yeah, this is something that's possible. And I think that is what this group of girls has kind of carried on from then, and knowing that winning a national championship and doing great things is something that this program and this group of girls and BYU can do and be a part of. And so I think that's right there, something that these seniors, this 11 big group of us, has kind of carried on and brought to this team.
Yeah. And for you personally, if in a year or two, I were to ask, let's say, one of the younger players on this team, you know, if I were to ask Ellie Wahlberg, because I know she's going to be around forever. If I were to ask Ellie, hey, what do you remember about Jamie Sheppard and her career? Like, what do you hope that those girls say about you and remember about you?
I hope they just remember us as a good group of girls who came to practice every day and worked their tail off, who were competitive and hardworking and wanted to win. But then just in general, a good person on and off the field who, you know, set a good example to the younger girls and to all of the fans and all the little girls out there who are wanting to play soccer.
I'd be totally remiss if I didn't ask you about the first season in the Big 12, obviously pretty exciting for all of BYU, but especially exciting for this program, a program that's been among the best in the country for so long. There were a lot of questions about how you guys would adapt to life in the Power Five and depth of conferences and that sort of thing. Turns out pretty good. 13-1-3 on the year, unbeaten in conference play, 6-0-3 overall. Hasn't been perfect. And maybe we can touch on that a little bit. It certainly hasn't been perfect. We've talked about that both on record and off record before. But overall, how do you feel like you guys have adapted to life in the Big 12?
Overall, I think we've done a pretty good job. It has definitely been an adjustment. The travel and the scheduling and everything is just different. And playing 4 years in the WCC, you kind of get used to things and in a rhythm. And so for this last year, it's, for a lot of us, has been just different. But I think we as a team and a coaching staff have done a great job making adjustments and stepping up to these big games and just competing. And that's all we've been asked to do, is just to show up every day and just compete no matter who we play against. And like you said, we've had a great season so far. And I think, obviously, like you mentioned, a lot of ups and downs. We've had three ties in the Big 12. Not something that you want, but what can you do about it? It happens. And we talk a lot about no season's going to be perfect, and there's going to be those highs and those lows, and just trying to keep it even keel. And I think that's something that this team has done a really good job about, just bouncing back and always showing up the next day and showing up for that next game, worrying about that next game. So.
Yeah. And that next game, your final regular season game on Southfield, the regular season finale, Monday evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Get there early because it's going to be packed. It's been packed every home game, so I feel confident saying it's going to be packed, right? Against UCF. What are kind of your feelings as you think about that night, that match, maybe the nights in particular, but also your final regular season home game of a pretty storied BYU career?
Kind of crazy. I can't believe that we're to this point. It makes me sad, but also very excited to be able to celebrate such a great career here at BYU. I've loved it so much. We're super excited to be back at Southfield to end the regular season against UCF, who's a great team. It's going to be a great battle, but we're excited to be out there and celebrate the seniors and hopefully come out with a win.
It's been a pretty strong senior night weekend for you as well, because I understand this weekend you were not taking a visit to Utah Valley to consider a 6-year transfer. I've had to quench that rumor already. Yeah, that was not happening.
That's so funny.
But you were at Clyde Field on Thursday night, celebrating somebody pretty special to you, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So that was just yesterday. My older sister, who's actually 3 years older than me, kind of worked out with redshirt and a mission, ended up playing all 4 years together. So we celebrated her senior night yesterday. They got a big win. Super fun to, you know, go through it with her these last 4 or 5 years. You know, we've been in it together, although we've been on different teams and crosstown rivalries, honestly. But it was super fun to be there for her yesterday and to be able to support her and see her be celebrated. So,
as you and Jenna, we'll mention Jenna Shepherd. Jenna, she's got a new last name now. I can't say her.
Gramillion. Yes.
As you and Jenna have played kind of concurrently, your career is just 5 miles apart, but sometimes concurrently. Has it been really fun to be able to both kind of go back and forth? I know you two like a little lighthearted trash talk every now and then, but at the end of the day, it seems like it's all love between you two. Has it been really fun to be able to kind of go back and forth, I guess, like that as two seniors?
Yes, it's been the best thing ever. It's been fun to be able, because we're on different teams and, you know, we're going through the similar ups and downs and just experiences. It's been fun to be able to, you know, be able to call her up and talk through things and get that different perspective and just be able to bond over these experiences and things that we go through as Division I athletes and just kind of go through it together, even though we're on different teams. But it's been a journey with her. And like you said, we face each other a bunch of times. I don't know how many times we've had to play them over the course.
Couple times in regular season, once in the NCAA tournament even.
Yeah. So, I mean, we face each other lots of times on the field, which is not always fun. But like you said, we come off the field and only love for her. I love her and look up to her so much. She's the best older sister, role model, and example to me. So.
For sure. Couple Thursday games, Friday and a Saturday game. Even I remember that NCAA tournament game was on a weekend, playing against your sister, and then right back at it Sunday night for dinner at mom and dad's house, I'm sure, right?
Oh yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Jamie, I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with me here on the show, go over your career a little bit. And I'll end with this, because I've asked you about yourself. I've asked you about your teammates. But I want to end talking about arguably the greatest coach in BYU athletics history. I think she's on the short list right now with all that she's done, all that she's accomplished, starting the women's soccer program essentially from scratch, taking it over as a club team, to building it up into what it is today, the only NCAA Division I coach, Division I women's soccer coach that the Cougars have ever known. I'm not going to ask you to tell me what's in the secret sauce of Jen Rockwood's career, but what has made her, I guess, the perfect coach for you in your career?
Yeah. She, for me, that's, I love that question. For me, she, what I love most about Jen is she knows how to win, and she is the most competitive, but down to heart person you've ever met. She works as hard, but truly cares about us individually. And I feel that so strongly. And it makes me want to play and win for her. So she does a great job at gathering and bringing the team together and just making us better and wanting us to win. So she's been an amazing coach, and I'm grateful for the 5 years that I've been able to play under her.
That's Jamie Shepherd, the sixth, the defensive midfielder, 99 caps and still counting with the number 7 ranked BYU women's soccer team. They play their final home match of the regular season Monday, 6 p.m. at Southfield against UCF. Get there early. Jamie and her senior teammates are going to be honored, so make sure you're there early for that emotional night. And then, Jamie, it's on to the postseason. The Big 12 tournament, Monday, October 30th. In Round Rock, Texas. All games will be on ESPN Plus, so you can watch those there. Thanks for sitting down and joining me and talking about your career a little bit.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.